Dear Editor, the photos and videos coming from the protest in Ottawa are amazing. Aside from a handful of bad apples, I see Canadians of all colors and perspectives lay aside ethnic and political differences to protest a shared disagreement against the medical mandates imposed by the federal and provincial governments. One thing that troubles me, though, is the divisive language coming from the Liberal Party leaders. Trudeau characterized the majority of mandate protesters as racist or misogynist, and called people who disagree with the supposed necessity of continuing the mandates a fringe minority with unacceptable views. The new Angus Reid polling that came out a few days ago demonstrates that the majority of Canadians want an end to all COVID mandates. Doesn't this confirm that Trudeau is actually the one in the minority? I fear that Trudeau is out of touch with reality. How else could you explain how he got the numbers so wrong as to assume that the majority viewpoint among Canadians was a fringe and unacceptable perspective? I believe that Trudeau has placed himself at odds with the Canadian people and has directly called the majority of Canadian opinion unacceptable and fringe. This shows that he is both hostile to the will of the Canadian people, at least half of them, and that he is out of touch with the size of his opposition. Meanwhile, the Liberal Party leaders point their cameras and their focus to the relatively few examples of bad behavior among Ottawa protesters, such as the desecration of the Terry Fox statue, the display of swastikas, or the dancing on the tomb of the unknown soldier. They've conveniently ignored any reports or video evidence of protesters defending these monuments and yelling at people who are walking through the crowd flying a Confederate flag, for example. Furthermore, as the swastikas are being used to call the Liberal Party Nazi, they do a reverse and say that it demonstrates that the protesters themselves are Nazi, as if calling someone a Nazi makes one a Nazi. If that is the case, what does that make them? The Liberal Party leaders have decided that the best approach is to slander the mixed ethnic crowd of the protesters and call them white supremacists. One hilarious example of their slander is a video of a counter-protester holding a sign that says, "White Supremacy," while he stands next to a Sikh anti-mandate protester who tries to inform him that he's not a white supremacist. Nearby, Indigenous anti-Trudeau protesters play their ancestral drums, and black men and truck drivers join arms and hold signs with their white co-protesters to fight the mandates. The crowd is so mixed, that even I personally know a black man who went to mix with the crowd and his photos were all smiles and encouragement. A sign of the ethnic diversity, inclusion, and acceptance of the anti-mandate protest. You'd never know this on liberal social media though. I saw one terrified person of color comment that he was so afraid he'd get attacked if he tried to walk near downtown Ottawa. Indeed, this is the messaging and the doing of the Liberal Party leaders. Doesn't this demonstrate that the Liberal Party leaders are doing the average liberal a disservice by brainwashing them into believing a negative version of reality that isn't true? On three counts in my letter, I demonstrated counterfactual occurrences. 1. The Liberal Party leaders claim that the majority of Canadians are a fringe minority, despite polling demonstrating the opposite. 2. The Liberal Party leaders called a crowd comprised of black, brown, red, and white protesters a white supremacist movement. 3. The Liberal Party leaders call the use of Nazi symbolism that is being used against them a sign that the wielders themselves are Nazi. These positions which the Liberals have doubled down on are not in accordance with reality, out of step with the majority of Canadians, and extremely divisive. I believe it's time for the Prime Minister to resign and for the Liberal Party to adopt a more truthful and representative approach to government. If they do not, I fear that they will continue to call the majority of Canadians a fringe minority, anti-Nazis, Nazis, and brown protesters, white supremacists, all the way until the next election wherein the fringe minority kicks such divisive anti-truthers out of office. Thank you. Mike Doulos, North Bay.